A sustainability report reveals that a cap on daily visitor and camper numbers is one possible solution to help manage the popular stretch between Rainbow Beach and Noosa North Shore. The number of vehicles accessing Kalula Recreation Reserve, which includes Tiwa Beach and Double Island Point, has increased by 29% between the 2016-17 and 2020-21 financial years. The new sustainability report looks at how the state government may consider managing the area into the future, with a number of options currently being considered, including new types of permits and installing time limits at key spots. Public feedback on the draft management plans will start later this month. Maritime Safety Queensland is moving ahead with its next phase of cleaning up the Noosa River. The aim of the new reforms is to increase safety and improve environmental impacts and the overall amenity of the river. From July, a no-anchoring area will be established between Noosa Sound and the entrance of Lake Donella, while owners of derelict or unseaworthy vessels will be given until August to have them removed. Boats will still be able to access the shoreline to set down and pick up passengers or to access restaurants in the no anchoring section as long as they comply with speed limits. And 24 surf lifesavers from Cairns to Rainbow Beach gathered on the Sunshine Coast over the long weekend to brush up on their skills. The Advanced Lifesaving Development Program was held at Alexandra Headland, offering practical guidance and advice to ensure our eyes and ears on the beach are ready to leap into action in the face of a real emergency, with participants put to the test in the water and in watercrafts. Organisers say the training program was so successful it'll be held every year.